Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. The scripture reference is taken from the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the first verse. Hear the word of the Lord, as recorded in the NIV translation. Chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. The word of the Lord. Now for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that this message will be one that will touch someone's heart and do some good. In Jesus' name, amen. In the Old Testament, the word faith is only mentioned twice. Many Bible scholars attribute that to the fact that the law of Moses was not based on faith, making reference to the King James Version of the Bible. Now, how many times is the word faith mentioned in the New Testament? Well, it depends on the version or translation of the Bible that one is using. Faith appears in the New Testament version 458 times, 389 times in the King James Version, 521 times in the Good News Bible, GNB, and 378 times in the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, it's easy enough to do the math to determine how many times the word faith appears in the Bible from version to version. Our focus today is, how does one get faith in God through Jesus Christ? There are a few steps that one can take to obtain faith in God through Jesus Christ. First, one can start by setting aside some time each day to talk to God through Jesus. Another way to think about the matter is to talk to Jesus, and he will give your message to God. After all, Jesus is our intercessor to God. Select a time when your environment and surroundings are quiet and conducive to making you feel that you are close to Jesus. During this time, one may choose to read devotionals. There are lots of things that we can do to make ourselves feel close to Jesus, and one may choose to study your Bible. Consider your study habits and study skills. What are your study methods, and what study tools do you need to use? Do you take notes when you're reading and studying? Do questions about what you're studying come to mind? Is it important for you to jot down these questions? Now, concerning new words or vocabulary that you meet in the text that you're studying, Do you continue to read on as if you know what the unknown word means, or do you look them up? Will there be a specific time or times when you will seek answers to your questions? During your quiet time, you may wish to pray. Some people might say, well, what is praying? Praying is sincerely talking to God and paying close attention to God's response or responses to your sincere prayer. When praying, always be mindful to praise and thank God through Jesus for his goodness. Another thing you may wish to do is journal consistently. Keep consistent written records of your thoughts, ideas, problems, concerns, and fears. Journaling will provide you with positive self-talk. Also, recognize when to stop journaling, especially if you discover that you're writing far too many negative thoughts and so on. Very importantly is to remember to take note as to when you should stop journaling. At this time, we will break for a song entitled Faith by Hillsong Worship.
Yeah!
Now we will continue with a word on faith. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Don't give up because you feel that having faith or trying to develop faith in God is a hard thing to do. Ask Jesus to help you understand the lessons from the hard times. Ask for strength doing the good and the hard times. There are many books in the Bible that will help one to become stronger in his or her faith in God and Jesus. For example, the book of John, written by one of Jesus' followers, a disciple of Jesus. Learn about how a man called Doubting Thomas' experiences led him to have faith in Jesus. Now, another book to read is Ephesians, especially chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, which says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith and of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Not by works, so that no one can boast. Study the life of Jesus. Read and study the writings of the ancient historians and what they said about Jesus. Believe that Jesus was the Son of God, sent to us as a sacrifice. Learn about how Jesus' death was payment for our sins. Read the scripture, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And then make a point of committing this scripture verse to memory. Admit that you have sinned at one time or another, because to be a follower of Jesus, you have to admit your sins. Equally important, one must understand that God loves you no matter what you do. But God does not love sin, and he does not want us to continue our lives as sinners. He loves us and desires that we repent of sin and continue our lives in his will and in his way. Pray to God and ask for forgiveness of your sins and confess and acknowledge your faith. 1 John 1:9. Then dedicate your life to the to following God's teachings, and you will not by any means be perfect. You will still make mistakes, because this is a lifelong process. Be baptized as a symbolic commitment of your new life in God through Jesus Christ. And you can read about that in Acts 2:38. Spend time with people who share your faith in a Christian church or in a Christian Bible study. And remember, those who know the Lord will trust him, because he will not leave those who come to him. And we can read about that in Psalms 9:10 in the NCV translation. The important thing is faith, the kind of faith that works through love. Galatians 5 and 6 NCV translation. There are specific steps to take to get faith in God through Jesus Christ. Again, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews 11 and 1, NIV. Faith begins in believing in God's goodness and truth, that he is exactly who he says he is. Faith is the result or the results in knowing that God will do what he promises. When we believe that God will fulfill his promises, even when we don't actually see the manifestations of the promise yet, it's at that time that we are demonstrating true faith, as we read about it in the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 31. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are merciful and full of love and kindness. I trust in you, Lord. You are my God. My whole life is in your hands. Save me from the hands of mine enemies. Save me from those who are chasing me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving my transgressions. Thank you for always knowing what I need and for always providing for my needs. Thank you, Lord, for your strengthening and strengthening me in my faith in you and in both the good times and the difficult times. I pray that all of those who are striving for deeper faith in you and a closer walk with you, grant it, Jesus, if you please. These blessings I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. The closing song is entitled "Have Faith in God" by Hillsong Worship.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.